Hi, welcome everybody for this meditation, and today is going to be an awesome day and night. And this I thought of doing this podcast to all my followers in the mystical tribe and all around the world who are connected to me and my church down here in Goa. Today is 21st of December, and 21st of December is supposed to be a mega event in the skies or in the heavens above. Also down here, what is happening on Earth, there is a huge cosmic energy that is being released on this day. So December 21st is also called as the winter solstice. And what do I mean by that? Okay, usually the winter solstice usually takes place between December 19 and December 23rd in the northern hemisphere. And it is the time, it is the shortest day and the longest night of the year in the northern hemisphere, and exactly the opposite in the southern hemisphere. So people living in the southern hemisphere of the earth, it is the longest day and the shortest night of the year. So not only that, there is something amazing that is happening in the sky, in the heavens above, and that is the something called as the Great Conjunction, that is Jupiter and Saturn are overlapping in the night sky. So the Jupiter Saturn Great Conjunction is being referred to as the Christmas star of 2020, though it is not actually the Christmas star. So according to NASA, and I'm reading this on the on a website now, this event will take place after approximately 400 years, okay, since the planet were this close to each other in the sky, and almost 800 years after Jupiter and Saturn aligned in the night. So it's a big thing. You and I have to understand that you know, Jupiter is a big planet and Saturn is a big planet. So both of these planets are huge planets in our solar system. And what is going to happen is, when we look into the sky, we're going to see them as if they are going to be coming together. In the solar system, obviously they are not coming together, but through our perspective down Earth, or from Earth, it will look as if Saturn and Jupiter has come together. And so when we look at it, it might look as one big huge star. So such closeness have not taken place for years together. I mean, this is going to be very, very close. They're going to come very, very close. Almost, I think this is happening after almost 800 years. So from wherever you're watching today, I want you to take this opportunity to go ahead and watch this conjunction in the sky. Find out from Google what time you will be able to see this in your location. Now, why this is very important, I want to tell you this, that the heavens declare the glory of God. And when we look at the heavens tell us about seasons and times, and that's how God created them. The stars tells us about seasons and times, and this is very biblical. So when this sign is happening in the sky, it is telling us that there is a major sign It's a major sign, a major message to all of us on earth, letting us know that there is a major energy that is being released onto this earth. And if you know that 2020 has been quite a hard year for each one of us, and issues like the elections and corona, so many things, even down here in Goa there has been protests about situations here in Goa. So a lot of stuff happening out there in the world. And it is so obvious, you know, the Bible says, you know, before a baby is born, a child is born, there's always birth pangs. And I believe there has been so much of commotion on earth in this season in 2020. But this commotion is just a birth pang of something new that is going to be birthed in the days ahead. And this sign, I believe, is a sign to show us that there is something new, there is a big change that is coming in this season. And so this date is important so that you and I can open ourselves to receive this newness, this change in our life, and bask in this energy so that we rise up in this, and we rule and we become victorious in this season. So let me tell you something about the both of the planets. As I said, Jupiter and Saturn are one of the biggest planets on the in the solar system, and they, since they are so big, they carry huge energy in them. Secondly, astrologically, Jupiter is very powerful. It's a planet of religion, belief system, ideologies, and all that stuff. And Saturn is a planet of believed to be have to do with logical thinking, karmic ideology, lot of restrictions. It is a planet where has to do a lot with karma, rationality, and all that. So we see two opposite planet energies are coming together in this season, and this is so amazing. This is what God wants us, or this is what Jesus came on earth to do. He came on earth to bring that oneness. He came on earth to awaken ourselves, to understand that we are one with the whole universe. We are, and the whole universe is one with us, and everything in the universe and ourselves are one with Him. And that was the prayer that Jesus made before He died on the cross. He said, Father, I pray that they might be one as we are one. So here is two opposite planets, kind of with two different energies coming together as one. And it is also said that Saturn represents time, and Jupiter represents kingship. So here we have time and kingship coming together, again conveying a message to all of us, saying that it's time for the kings to rise up. And as we all know that we are kings and priests, we have been made kings and priests in the by the blood of Jesus Christ shed on the cross. So it's considered by astrologers, it's considered by people who study this stuff, that this is a great awakening. It's a great conjunction, it's a great awakening, it's a time where we are going to have a big change from our belief system. We are going to have boundaries expanded. We are going to have that shift, and I personally call it a great awakening, where people like you and me are going to rise up from our limited belief system, ideologies, religious doctrines, and we're going to rise up and transcend from there, and we're going to have the bigger picture of the heart and the character of God. So it's so important when such things happen in the sky to realize the importance of God trying to speak through the stars and opening up ourselves to the message of God and to the energy of God. So remember, the word of God is not just spoken through your Bibles. The word is spoken through the stars. That's why God told Abraham, come, I will show you. Look at the stars in the sky. And as you see the stars in the sky, so shall your descendants will be. God never told Abraham, this many descendants will be, your descendants will be. God told Abraham, so shall be your descendant. In other words, God was telling Abraham, the character of the stars will be the character of your descendants. Isn't that amazing? The character of the star, the nature of the stars will be the nature of your descendants. In other words, when we look today at Jupiter and we look at Saturn and we both look at them, their nature and their character, okay, will be, as they come together and as they hold that nature and character together, or the energy together, that same energy will be my energy and your energy. So let's I don't want to take much time explaining all this. Remember, you got to listen to my podcast on YouTube channel, my channel name is Zion's Gate Church, and you will understand. I explain this often in my teachings, that everything has a spirit, everything has energy, everything is a living thing. Though it looks dead, but it has a spirit, it has energy, it is living. And so the planets have a nature, a character, a spirit, an energy behind it. And today is the best day that we look upon this planet, Jupiter and Saturn, as they come together and draw the energy in our life and step into that change, step into that great awakening, and become a person who transcends from your belief system, ideologies. Become that person that allows God's grace to operate in your life rather than the karmic cycles in your life, and just draw the energy from them, reconcile with this planet, and you will see great blessing taking place. So this is how we're going to do this meditation. We're going to do it with two things. I want you to get your communion elements ready, and we're going to do it with the communion element. Get your communion elements, the bread and the wine. Also get a bottle of water and get it ready. So pause this podcast, go ahead, get a communion element, get a bottle of water, and then we proceed with the meditation. Okay, I'm sure your communion is ready and a bottle of water is ready, and here we go. I want you to close your eyes right now, take a deep breath, hold the breath, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Release. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. This moment I want you, I'm sure you are sitting under the sky for this meditation, watching this great conjunction. I just want you to come into a deep consciousness of what is really happening in the sky. I want to watch, if you can, watch this peak, two planets coming together, becoming one, almost looking as a one star. And just be aware of what it is making you realize. Saturn is speaking about a planet of time. And I just want you to open yourself and receive the power and energy to know that your time is changing. Your difficult times are changing. Your difficult moments are changing to good days. Look at the Jupiter, receive the energy, feel it in every cell of your body, and remember that you are going to rise up as a king in every situation of yours, in every difficulty of yours. Also want you to understand, now I want you to ascend wherever you are sitting into the solar system. Just imagine yourself that you are being filled with the light of God right from the top of your head to the very sole of your feet. The light of God is completely enveloping you. You're completely surrounded by this light. And now you are that light, and the light is you. Now imagine yourself being lifted up above this place that you're sitting, above the sky, the atmosphere. And as you are rising above, I want you to come to this place where the whole heaven is present before you. And I want you to see that all the planets are before you in the form of spirit beings. You are in a heavenly place. And all in this whole heavenly place, the planets are in a spirit being's form. And you see in the midst of all them, Jesus standing with the bread and with the wine and saying to you, take this and eat it. This is my body, which is given to you. Take this and drink this. This is my blood, which is shed for you. Do this in memory of me. This moment, I want you to take that bread, take that cup, and I want you to realize when Jesus says, take this, this is my body, he's saying not just that bread and the wine is the body and blood, but he's saying that the whole universe is my body and blood. And I'm giving it to you at your disposal. I'm laying it down for you. You can make use of it, draw energy from it, feed on it, energize from it, and walk as kings and priests on this earth, as manifest sons on this earth. And so now, as you take this bread and take this wine, this bread in your hand turns like into Jupiter, and the spirit of Jupiter and the energy of Jupiter is so powerful that you cannot hold it into your hand. It is so powerful because it's the biggest planet on the earth, on the solar system. And then as you take the blood, you are taking, take the cup, you are taking Saturn, is the other big planet in the solar system with high radiating energy, both of them. I want you to see them, imagine them as spirit beings. And I want you to take and eat the bread and drink the cup. And as you do that, I want you to see the energy, and I want you to embody yourself with the energy and with the spirit of Jupiter and Saturn. Feel yourself that this Jupiter and Saturn are coming together and filling you and filling your entire body with power, strength that is needed for you for this new season that is coming ahead. And as this is happening, I want you to see yourself filled with this energy as a ball of light. This energy from your heart is expanding, expanding to your whole body, expanding to your people around you, expanding to your whole house, expanding into your whole locality, to your whole state, to your whole country, and into the whole world. In Him we live and have our being. You are in Christ, Christ is in you. Everything is Christ. Just be aware of this energy. It's completely feeling you, strengthening you, energizing you. Just bask in this energy. Now, with the water that you have, with a bottle of water, I want you to take that water, look into that water, look up into the sky, and then release the energy of Jupiter and Saturn into that water. I want you to release your intention into that water. What do you want in this season ahead? What is that one intention that you want to achieve in life? Put your one or two intentions. Speak it into that water. Release that energy of Jupiter and Saturn into that water. Energize that water under the sky. And then use this water, or drink this water, or give it to your family members. Now you are aligned with the planetary system, to what is happening in the sky. As these two planets align together, your life is aligned to them. There is going to be synchronicity. This water in your hand has turned into a miracle water. There's energy into this water. You will see things that have not been happening in your life will start happening. Keep meditating as deeper as possible, as much as possible. Try to listen from God. Try to ascend and see what else God is showing you. Don't limit your meditation with my guidance only, but go transcend. Spend more time from listening to God, seeing from God, hearing from God. And surely you will see more things, and more things are going to happen into your life. Continue this meditation as long as you can. Bless you, and see you for our next podcast.